Good evening, everybody. Oh my goodness, we're talking about a blast from the past. Isn't it interesting how these people seem to have amnesia? Like they can't remember all of the stuff that they said. Remember about
Russia, Russia,
they
Russia.
Can't remember anything they said about
Russia, Russia,
it's
Russia.
Like they grew amnesia about
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Let's talk about it. Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. And good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for being with me. My goodness, what is really going on? You know, this Durham report is so devastating. The left, they're like doing everything they can to act like it didn't even happen, or they're going out of their way to discredit the Durham report. Like, oh, there's nothing there. There's no there there. And the reason why I'm talking about this, because we cannot stop talking about this. We have to keep it on the forefront. This could very well be the nail in the coffin for all of their corruption. Probably not going to happen anything to them unless the Republicans in the House actually do something. Because McCarthy, I have something I'm going to share with you from McCarthy tonight. Someone needs to be held accountable. These people need to be held accountable for all of the corruption that they've done. They took the country through 4 years of stupidity. Instead of them doing what they should have been doing for the American people, they completely did 4 years of stupidity simply because they hated President Trump. Simply because they wanted President Trump out because he was doing positive things for the country. We can't have that. Oh, no, no, no. We can't have someone that's going against the establishment, going against the swamp, going against the elitists. We can't have that. So they had to do everything they can to him. Look at this first one with McCarthy. He's on Fox where he's talking about people need to be held accountable, especially pencil neck. Especially pencil neck.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan formally requesting Special Counsel John Durham to appear before Congress to discuss the Durham report. So far, the White House is refusing to comment on that as well. You lived it. You know what went on in terms of the Durham probe and the Russia collusion lie. Will there be accountability here?
There has to be. And Maria, it's not just me who knew it. You knew it. And you got criticized for speaking the truth. And that's what's wrong. Is CNN talking about this? Is the White House talking about this?
No.
Listen to what has happened. They took America through an impeachment over a lie that they knew.
Yeah.
You had Adam Schiff.
You hear that? They took the country through an impeachment based on a lie. And they knew it was a lie. And they still did it. They still took the country through this. What?
Who was chairman of the Intel Committee lying day after day to the American public that he had proof, that he knew the proof. Now we're finding in the Durham report his own staff are threatened witnesses.
Yeah, you know what? His own staff was threatening witnesses. And this is part of the reason why he's not sitting on any intelligent community today talking about pencil neck. He's not sitting on them today. And they were all kicking and screaming. They were highly upset because he could not sit on the intelligence committee any longer. And the only reason why Adam Pencilneck Schiff wanted to sit on these committees is because he wanted to do damage control. And he's not there to do damage control now. All this information is coming out. And they weaponized everything against the American people. They weaponized everything. That's the very reason why the Republicans in the House created the weaponization board to look how they're weaponizing the federal government against the American people.
I mean, why is this individual still even in Congress? And why does he think he can even run for higher office after what he did? When you look at Hillary Clinton, she created this.
Yeah.
The FBI paid people and knew it was false. This is why we created the weaponization committee when I became speaker.
Yeah.
You know what? The FBI knew it was false. What's going to be done about it? Is anything going to be done about this? Really? And, you know, I've been saying this for the last week or so, like, if I lied to the FBI, if you lied to the FBI, they'll put us in jail. We wouldn't see the light of day ever again, right? You might not even get a trial if you lied to the FBI, but they knew it was a lie. How does this happen? How did we get here? How did we truly get here? And I mean, it's a legit question. I know the corruption and stuff, but I mean, really? This level of corruption? And what are they doing right now? What are they doing this very second? Do you think that they're actually going to do anything to correct all of this? Now, I actually put a comment out on Twitter asking the question, do you think the FBI is actually going to do anything? This is actually a poll. Can't do polls on Facebook for some reason. But I did a poll on Twitter asking the question, do you think the FBI is going to actually start arresting these people because of the Durham report? And the answer was no, because they're in on it. And the second answer I had was yes, to restore honor. 98% of the people said no, they're in on it.
This is what we knew about. Now we have even more proof about it. Now it's time that people have consequences for their actions, and you've got to clean this up where this can never happen again.
Yeah.
When you talk about the threat to democracy, this is exactly what we're talking about.
And
they
threatened the
democracy of the American public.
And
yes.
It divided the country so much, it's unbelievable that finally we get the Durham report and the mainstream media is blowing it off.
Yes, the mainstream media is blowing it off. Why? Because all of the mainstream media, they were lying about
Russia.
They were right there saying
Russia.
President Trump colluded with
Russia.
They were all lying about it. Every last one of them. You even have liberal media outlets getting Pulitzer surprises because of the
Russia.
Fake news.
If it's no big deal. The media also.
Maria, Maria, you got attacked for speaking the truth, for even just bringing people up to let them have their own say. That is an attack on democracy.
Yeah.
That they would use every lever to try to silence information coming through the airwaves. That is wrong in America, especially when we have a First Amendment right. And now we have proof that government utilized themselves for political purposes to try to control who was running this country and going against the American people's vote.
Now they actually have tangible proof what they were doing. And it's like, do you think they're going to be running for the hills? Do you think they're going to be running for the hills? Because there's so much information right now, tonight. More information about this is going to come out in the days to come. You know it is. It has to. But right now, tonight, I'm going to do a blast from the past. I'm going to remind everybody what they were saying. 2017, 2018, 2019. I'm going to remind you tonight what they were saying. I want y'all to pay attention, okay?
Can I just say something?
Absolutely.
I think this is what's really important, because just like she said, the liberal mass media is not playing this stuff. They are not showing the people. They're not reminding them of what they said and how it's a lie.
Not at all.
So it makes it really important that everybody watching this shares it.
Yes.
People need to see this, whether they want to see it or not. They need to see it. And the only way somebody that needs to see it might see it is if you share it.
Yep. And I see Karen shared it. Andalyn shared it. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. And I'm just happening to look in on Facebook here. Thank you so much for hitting that share button. Hey, Lori, thank you so much, everybody, for hitting that share button. Share this video. Look at this first one. Blast from the past. See, I'm willing to bet that they were all on here not thinking that this was going to come back and bite them. Because they had control of the FBI. They still have control of the FBI. They have control of the DOJ. There's no way that this information is going to come out because they control the top law enforcement in the land. There's no way to come out.
The evidence is pretty clear that there was collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. And
you think there's evidence pretty clear?
The evidence is there.
Okay, so what is this evidence? Please produce the evidence. Show us all, enlighten all of us on what this evidence is. This was back in 2017, 2018, these clips that I'm sharing with you. Here's another one with him again, where they're trying to associate what President Trump allegedly was doing.
Russia.
With Watergate. This scandal that the Democrats did to the United States of America is the largest scandal in American history. It really is. People, this is going down in the history books. It's the biggest scandal ever. Hit the share button.
It's a Watergate moment.
Connecticut's Richard Blumenthal was the only Senate Democrat willing to go there.
Every single remedy, including indictment of the president, should be on the table.
Everything should be on the table. It kind of makes me think about what Shucky Ducky Shummers was saying. Nothing is off the table. Nothing is off the table. We can do whatever we need to do. Do whatever you need to do. Nothing is off the table. Do y'all know what I'm referring to? Now, you remember Eric Swalwell. Eric Swalwell was asked a question. Are y'all doing this deliberately? Are y'all making this up? Of course they were making it up. And Eric Swalwell is the last one to go before any camera and tell anyone anything. This dude is such a liar, and he was caught up with Yum Yum. You remember that? He was caught up with her. A spy from
China.
Right? A spy from
China.
So you can't take his word for anything. Listen to Eric Swalwell when he's asked the question, are they making it all up?
The president says that you guys made this up. Democrats made up the Russia-Trump connection to explain the loss in the election. Now, obviously, you still have ongoing inquiries and a FBI investigation into the matter. But have you seen any cause for concern here that goes beyond speculation?
Yes, great cause for concern, evidence of collusion. And Chris, as a former prosecutor, I can tell you that oftentimes the way a person behaves once they find out they're being investigated tells you a lot about whether you're investigating the right person. And from Donald Trump, we have seen someone who continues to try and obstruct an investigation.
Really? So how did President Trump obstruct this investigation? President Trump completely stayed out of the Durham report. He completely stayed out. And when they were trying to look up the whole
Russia
collusion delusion, they kept saying that he was doing that. President Trump wasn't even getting involved. He knew it was fake. He knew it was fraudulent. They made it up to go after him because they had to try to discredit him some kind of way. Hillary Rodham Clinton, she came up with this whole fake dossier. I know we can say
Russia.
He colluded with Russia. And then we can do this. It was a whole scheme. This is the biggest scandal in American history. Here's another one with Eric Swalwell. Listen to this.
In our investigation, we saw strong evidence of collusion. The Republicans now are choosing to bury it. I don't know what you call it when the Russians make multiple approaches to members of the Trump family, the Trump organization, the Trump campaign to offer and preview dirt on Hillary Clinton, where the candidate stands in front of a public crowd and says, Russia, you'll be rewarded if you hack her deleted emails. And then once Russia does it, the campaign doesn't report to law enforcement its prior contacts with Russia. They actually amplify through social media, the candidate's own words, what Russia hacked. I think that is that's clear collusion, but there's also evidence that the public has not yet seen that we think if we release our transcripts, they would also find us.
Do y'all remember when President Trump was at a rally? And he was telling, hey, Russia, if you have the emails, release them. Right? Knowing good and well, everyone was laughing about it. Everyone know that President Trump was, you know, like making a joke. Or let's say he wasn't even making a joke. Right? He doesn't know if Russia had the emails or not. They still never came out, to my understanding, and acknowledged who actually had the emails, who hacked Hillary Clinton's illegal server that she had in her home. That's not the problem, though, her having this illegal server. The problem is that President Trump saying, hey, Russia, if you have, because they kept saying that Russia had the emails. And President Trump was just saying, okay, let me just play along. Russia, if you have the emails, why don't you share them with the rest of us? That's what he was saying. This dude, Eric Swalwell, is a fabricator. He's a liar. Him, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, all of them should be removed from Congress. There should be penalties, people. When you're a sitting member of Congress, regardless if you're in the House or the Senate, and you lie to the American people, there should be penalties. There should be consequences. If we lie to Congress, what do they do to us? They work for us. We don't work for them. They're supposed to answer to us. We don't answer to them, but they can lie to us. And there's no consequences, no penalties. Something needs to be done. Now, here's Pencil Neck. Look at Pencil Neck here. Again, he comes on here and she's asking him, saying, well, you know, the FBI is saying there's no evidence of collusion. Even after this was before the Mueller report. But even when the Mueller report came out, Mueller said there was no evidence. There's nothing to prove that President Trump colluded with
Russia.
Never anything there. They don't care, though, because he's saying, well, we'll just have to wait until see what comes out in the Mueller report. And after the Mueller report came out, they just kind of ignored all of that part, and they still ran with the lie, because the whole thing was a lie from the get-go.
Can you agree that there has been no evidence of collusion, coordination, or conspiracy that has been presented thus far between the Trump campaign and Russia?
No, I don't agree with that at all. I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy in plain sight. Now, that's a different statement than saying that there's proof beyond a reasonable doubt of a criminal conspiracy. Bob Mueller will have to determine that. But of course,
the FBI has not presented it thus far. I'm drawing this distinction because this is what the White House is arguing here, that the president is drawing a distinction, that he is saying when he says hoax and witch hunt, that he means one thing, and that it's not really trying to disassociate himself from what his national security team says.
Well, first of all, we haven't seen what Bob Mueller has produced in terms of the evidence yet.
Listen to that. See, first he said, we know that they actually did something. And now he's saying, and then he said, well, we haven't actually seen what Bob Mueller has. What? Which one is it? See, he was lying then. He straight up went on there and lied. And she didn't call him out on it. She didn't call him out on it.
I mean, that's all he knows to do is lie. Look at his face.
Yeah,
I don't know how he can constantly. And now he's coming out like you showed yesterday and saying that, well, I questioned Durham, you know, and the job that he did. He did the same thing to Mueller report. He swore on the Mueller report, had evidence. He saw it. And then he questioned Mueller when Mueller said, listen, there's nothing here.
Exactly. You know what? And they push out so much. This is before they created their disinformation board. Remember that? You remember that, Shannon?
Oh,
remember
yeah.
They created that? Listen to this next one. Because this next one, it was 100% misinformation, disinformation, however you want to label it. They put it out there. The Communist News Network was running with it. They were all running with it because they hated President Trump. They still hate him. I think they probably even hate him more today, Shannon, because the people are still supporting Trump.
Oh, yeah.
So they hate him even more. There's no way that we can try to damage somebody so much and people still support him. What is going on? What are we doing wrong?
You know what?
They're not telling the truth.
Yeah. The sad thing is that we know they're lying. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So the people that are watching them are the ones that are really confused because they don't see what we're seeing because they're the platform they're watching isn't showing all the lies.
Yeah, yeah, 100%, 100%. Okay, listen to this.
Well, first of all, I hope that this will lay to rest the argument that we hear in these corridors that there isn't any evidence of collusion. Because
you hear that? They say, I hope we can put it to rest that there's no evidence of collusion. You hear them? You hear them? This is a really short clip.
We hear in these corridors that there isn't any evidence of collusion, because there certainly is clear evidence that there was an attempt at collusion.
Oh, there was an attempt of collusion. So where's this evidence at? They all were out there saying it. So where's the evidence? Please produce it. Allow us all to see it. I want to see it. I want to see it. Right? Let me share this one with you. This is with Karine Jean-Pierre. This is before she walked through the White House doors as the press secretary. She's on here with Chris Matthews. Do you remember Chris Matthews? Shannon, do you remember Chris Matthews? You never watched MSDNC.
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
So you remember.
Of course.
You remember. Do you remember why he got fired from MSDNC?
I don't.
To my understanding, from what I remember, he got fired because he was sexually assaulting women.
Is that right?
It was some women. Yeah, some issues.
So it's a Cuomo situation?
Some issues with women, right? They said, well, hey, it worked with Cuomo. It worked with Chris Matthew. It worked with Bill O'Reilly. It worked with a few other people. Let's do it to Trump. Let's do it to Trump. We got him. It worked with everybody else. And look what happened to them. They kind of went away. They're still doing the thing, but they went away. President Trump's not going anywhere. But listen to what Chris Matthews. He was kind of drilling Karine Jean-Pierre. And she's just like, she has no, she's just still the same way. It's not in her notes. She doesn't know what to say. She just rambles on like, oh, you just have to, basically she's saying, you just have to believe me that Trump is guilty. Trump is just guilty because I say he's guilty. I feel that he's guilty.
I want an answer. Do you think he's guilty?
I think he's crazy.
Yes.
What's he guilty of? Listen, listen carefully. Leave a split screen here.
I think he's guilty because he knows.
What did he do?
What did he do? She's like, I don't know. Let me just make up something. He had to do something he's guilty of. He's just got to be guilty.
Well, he's the one who can answer that, I think.
Oh, he's the one that can answer that. He's guilty. I'm the one saying that he's guilty. But she's saying that President Trump needs to answer about his guilt. Right? He can answer that. But she's the one on here screaming that President Trump is guilty.
He's guilty because he knows.
What did he do?
Well, he's the one who can answer that. I think.
No, what is he? You said he's guilty. What's he guilty of?
Well, I think he feels that there is something that's going to come out about Russia. Remember, there's money laundering. He knows what the Trump organization has been doing.
Something about Russia. Something. She don't know what it is. Something.
Russia.
Something about Russia. What that is, I don't know. Something's going to come out. Well, something's came out. And just yesterday, I played a video where Karine Jean-Pierre did a press conference and someone asked her about the Durham report, right? She's freely to talk about, she was quick to talk about Trump supposedly colluding with Russia for all this time, like the rest of them. But now that she's the press secretary and you ask her about it, I'm going to refer you to the DOJ because we know that the DOJ doesn't take questions from the press, but I'm still going to refer you to them. She's supposed to answer these questions. She doesn't want to answer it because they should be asking her. Well, you even said that President Trump was guilty. You were said, and no one's asking her these questions. Did she have a press conference today, Shannon? I completely missed it.
You know what? I completely missed it.
I mean, because they should be asking her. Wait a minute. I remember clearly you were saying that President Trump was guilty of colluding with
Russia.
And so now you acting like you don't have anything to say about
Biden
it?
Biden went to Japan today, so she's probably with him. So probably no press conference.
Deflection. Isn't it the timing of that just so convenient? We had this planned a long time ago. Right? We had this on the books, months ago for us to go to Japan.
Well, it's the
Japan.
G7.
They're going to Japan, right?
It's the G7.
Oh, the G7. Oh, yeah. So they had it planned.
That's what it is, right?
But yeah, so we have the deficit issue, and then we have the Durham report drop, but we're still going to leave.
Yeah, he first said he didn't think he was, he was going to go, but if something happened and the debt bill limit didn't get pushed through, then he probably wouldn't go. They're still thinking it's going to get cut short and he's going to have to come back early. So we'll see. You know what? My question is, if you're really so concerned about our debt ceiling being raised, why would you have not put in the work, the initiative, all these months to get it negotiated so we're not in the situation we're in? You think it's more important, and he thinks it's more important, Will, to go to Japan to tell the people how great and wonderful he is. Do damage control, really, because I don't think a lot of people in the world really look at us the way they used to. So he's going there trying to save face.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's trying to do. He's trying to go there to make it look like, he's going to be on a teleprompter and he's not going to be able to say, anything that people are going to actually believe over there. At least I don't think they will. Okay, let me play this next one for you. You know the whistleblower that they all keep talking about, whistleblower? Well, one of the whistleblowers has been under attack. And there's actual whistleblower laws that a whistleblower, if a person, you or I, we work in any government capacity and we see corruption going on, we see unlawful activity happening, we get to tell it without retaliation. Hey, they're doing this criminal activity over here, people. Look, I'm reporting on it. I'm whistleblowing on it. I don't want to be a part of it because I don't want to go to jail. Well, in this case, under the Biden's regime, Biden's America, if a whistleblower comes out and talk about the corruption that's taking place, they target you. Listen to this.
I fear that the $80 billion is just a $80 billion Band-Aid. It's not going to work. And of course, what I'm concerned about, I expressed this with the Commissioner Werfel as well, is that $80 billion will not be spent in an impartial way. I'm highly concerned about partisanship in these federal agencies, law enforcement, and the IRS. I want to talk about another thing that's just popping in the news in terms of partisanship. And Ms. Chairman, you received a letter together with Ranking Member Crapo and Senator Grassley from the attorney for a IRS whistleblower who's claiming partisanship in a high-profile IRS investigation. I would like to be part of that interview. I'd like to be present when we interview that whistleblower, because the news reports widely are assuming that that is Hunter Biden. And, of course, the chairman's always talking about wealthy tax cheats. Well, let's describe a wealthy tax cheat. Hunter Biden became a board member on Burisma in April or May of 2014. 3 years later, his financial advisor, business partner, the Biden family financial advisor, Eric Schwerin, sends him an email saying, "Hey, Hunter, you understated your income by $400,000 in 2014. I mean, this is 2 or 3 years later, right? Now, eventually, Hunter Biden paid about $2 million of delinquent taxes, but he didn't pay them. A Hollywood attorney named Kevin Morris made that payment in May of 2022, 5 years after Mr. Schwerin told him that you underreported income by $400,000, where he must have underreported income by a lot more than $400,000 if he's making a $2 million tax payment. So the concern we have now, according to this letter, is that entire IRS investigatory team has been pulled off the Hunter Biden case.
Listen to that. The entire team has been pulled off. It's like, oh my goodness, they're getting too close. They're getting too close. They're actually looking into this. They're actually gathering data. After all of these years, we actually have people doing their job, looking at the corruption. Remove them.
My question for you, Mr. Ford, in your time in the IRS, in the investigatory division, criminal division, was there ever another instance where an entire IRS investigatory team was pulled off a tax case?
Thank you for the question, Senator. So yeah, I've spent almost 30 years with IRS criminal investigation. I'm not aware of a situation such as that.
30 years, and he's not aware of any time that they've ever done this. Nothing to see here. Oh, it's just more criminal activity. Nothing to see here. Move along. Move along. It's okay. Nothing to see here. Nothing at all. They talk about it. Okay, we talk about it, but we're not going to change anything on it because we control everything. It's total corruption. It's total corruption. It's kind of like the feds. If you ask me, the feds, the FBI, they're still talking to the big tech companies. So for anyone who's talking about the corruption that, you know, that they were doing, I mean, they essentially admitted to the corruption in 2016. Are we supposed to believe that they stopped doing the corruption when all this information is coming out? They said that they made changes, though. But we're still seeing it.
Well, can we talk about the Hail Mary that the Democrats are trying to do in
Let me do this one first because this is how the Democrats are actually trying to convince everybody that nothing is happening. Let me put it this way. You remember when the FBI had parents listed as domestic terrorists? You remember that? They had parents listed as domestic terrorists. You remember that? So we have these parents listed as domestic terrorists because they didn't want their children taught CRT or the perversion that they're pushing onto them. They didn't want any of that. Whatever came of that, right? Did they let it go? Did they put it on a back burner? Did they say, okay, we're not going to do that? I haven't seen anything until now. Look at this one. Look at this. He's going to ask a question about the FBI targeting parents at school board meetings. Watch.
Have you received an update on that memo on what's the status of the FBI targeting or investigating parents who express their concerns at school board meetings?
Have I received an update from my staff or from the DOJ?
Have you what kind of an update have you received? What's the status? What's your understanding of the status of the FBI efforts to investigate parents who show up at school board meetings?
There is no update of anything regarding that. There is no involvement in the NSBA letter from the Department of Education. As a matter of fact, we strongly support engaging with families and parents, especially at the board level.
You hear that? See, they'll talk to parents at the school board level. Right at the school board level, the national school board level, but where parents are going to the school boards, we don't want to have nothing to do with you there. Because if you're not going along with the agenda, we're going to leave you marked down as a domestic terrorist. So what? That's never changed. Apparently, what I'm taking out of that, it's never changed. It's been like the same thing. They just kind of like, okay, let's just put it on the hush-hush right now because of the outcry. We'll get back to it. Just give it time. We'll get back to it. Don't worry. We'll get back to it. And I think the next video that I have to share with you shows that. But before we get to that, I want to share another story with you. This is with the Democrats. This is like a bombshell, really. Let me share this with you because, you know, McCarthy and the Republicans, they did their part in the House. They did what they were supposed to do. The Democrats don't like it. They want all this wokeism to be included in the debt bill. They want it all in there. Look at this article. This article that was came out today, right, Shannon?
Yep, this is happened today. It says House Democrats begin Hail Mary attempt to go around Speaker McCarthy and raise the debt limit. This is a huge story because it just shows once again how the Democrats don't care about working bipartisan. They only care about what they want. It says House Minority Jeffries is rallying Democrats behind a complicated parliamentary tactic to force a vote on raising the debt limit, a long shot gambit that could put Republicans in a tough spot as Congress's fiscal deadline fast approaches. It says Democrats filed a procedural measure called a discharge petition at 10 a.m. this morning, which would allow a coalition of lawmakers to circumvent the House leadership and put a bill on the floor for a vote. All that is required is 218 House members to sign the petition, meaning all 213 Democrats plus five Republicans. A successful discharge petition would allow Democrats to vote on a clean debt limit increase, and House Speaker McCarthy would have no way to block the vote. However, it is very rare for the tactic to work, and the discharge petition has to bake for 7 legislative days before the House can take an act on it. Jeffries wrote a dear colleague letter. Listen to what he said, Will. This is just how divisive he is. He said, in the next few weeks, at the reckless urging of former President Trump, we confront the possibility that right-wing extremists will intentionally plunge our country into default crisis. Emerging from the White House meeting, I am hopeful that a real pathway exists to find an acceptable bipartisan resolution that prevents a default.
Do you think they actually want to find a bipartisan? Be honest with you.
What does President Trump have to do with this?
President Trump doesn't have anything to do with it.
Nothing to do with this.
But I'm telling you know what? They're wanting the economy to collapse so they can blame President Trump. They blame President. What have they not blamed President Trump for, Shannon?
I mean, I just.
What have they not blamed them for? This is what they're getting at. So when it all crumbles and be like, see, this is the MAGA Republicans. It's because of President Trump. That's what they're getting at.
I mean, they're literally saying that the whole entire Congress are right wing extremists. That's literally what he's saying right here.
Because they're not going along with the woke liberal communist demonic agenda.
That's
because they're not going with that. That's the reason why. So Kevin McCarthy, Republicans pass a bill. Oh, that's not the bill that we want. So Geoffrey Hakeem go, well, we're just going to make up one ourselves, and we'll just try to push it through, regardless that one's already been passed.
Yeah, we'll circumvent the Republicans.
So now we got two branches in the House. Essentially what they're trying to do. We got two branches in the House. They passed the bill in the House. They just don't like it because it's not spending enough on wokeism. It's a problem. Okay, we're at the point right now. Hey, everybody, Facebook, I don't know what's going on. Facebook, our numbers were going up, and then all of a sudden they just started chopping people off. And no one tells me why they, what message they got. And I've been asking people before. I put it in the comments. Like, if you're watching and something happens, tell me what happened. Tell me what happened. I mean, I'm really interested. Tell me what happened. Like, I was just watching. I just got kicked out and I couldn't go back. What is it? What is it? Because you can't tell me that we have 100 plus people just drop off within 2 minutes. What is that? And then instead they make it go down, because before I used to get 1,600, 2,000 people watching. And like all of a sudden I can barely get over 100. I mean, what's going on? Come on. Something's going on. Here's this first one. Look at this. Can you imagine you're at home and then you get two people walk up to your door, and these are FBI agents. In the caption of this video, they're saying that they're coming to the door because the person that that they thought lived here is a pro-life activist. The FBI agents say, well, no one's in trouble. That's what they always say, right? They're supposed to say that. Oh, no one's in trouble. No one's in trouble. Then why are you at my door? Why are you at my door? If you don't think I've done anything in trouble, then leave. Why are you here, right? Oh, you're not in trouble. You're not in trouble. Buy it in. I have nothing to say to you. But they show up. And the caption, like I said, is because the lady that they're looking for is a pro-life activist, according to the caption. Why is the FBI doing this? The FBI apparently is still targeting Americans that are pro-life, Christian, and parents that want to protect their children from CRT and this sick perversion that they're pushing. Watch this.
Hi, we're looking for Elise. Yeah, sure. My name's Ashley Roberts and this is Kathleen Brown. We're both with the FBI.
Okay.
We just need to speak with her regarding some information that was sent in to us.
Okay. Well, she doesn't live here.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, she's my daughter, but this isn't her residence currently.
Okay. Do you mind giving us her residence or her phone number by chance?
Yeah. Hold on just a second.
Sure. She's not in any trouble. We just have information that we need to ask her about.
Oh, she's not in any trouble. Then why are you at my door? That should be the question. Wait a minute. That don't even make sense. See, now you're lying to me. Obviously, she's in trouble. Because you don't show up. And you know what? A lot of times these leftists, when they dox people and they find out where they're getting an address on you, they'll send fraudulent information to the law to get them to raid your home or to show up at your home or something at your home to put you on their list. And to my understanding, the people that do this, nothing ever happens to them. So they continue to do it. So not only is this is time and money and resources, they're doing this and the FBI is what? Because they're pro-life activists? Oh, there must be something wrong. They're not even questioning the people that's reporting this nonsense. I don't even know if this is the case in this, but I've known for it to happen.
Okay. Here. Do you mind if I take a picture of your badges?
Unfortunately, we're not allowed to have anyone take our pictures.
Can I see it again, please?
Sure.
So she says, now watch this. Watch this, everybody. See, this is the reason why I'm not going to show this on Facebook or YouTube. Because I don't know if they're actually FBI agents or not. They could be, fake for all I know. They could be there trying to dox and trying to see if the person actually lives there. But watch, they actually put it out. Camera's right there. Look at this. Look at this. And they're showing both of them right there, all on camera. Right? I was thinking about zooming in on it. I wasn't going to show this on Facebook because then I have to blur out their badges here because, Facebook, like, oh my goodness, you're showing FBI agents, Will Johnson. You know how they do, right? But here it is. They're showing it right here. And if you are FBI agents and you're coming to my door, I want to be able to verify who you are. You're going to allow me to take picture because you are there because of taxpayer dollars. I pay taxes. I pay you to do your job, and you need to be doing your job. I get to take a picture because how am I going to remember that? Right? You can write it down, but I'm going to take a picture. It's right here. And she's perfect. And you know what? The lady said, can I see him again? And she opened him up and she know the cameras. It's her home.
I don't know how to tell if you guys are fake
service. Yeah. Well, you can always call our office too, and they can verify our employment because it is weird. Not every day you get a knock on the door from the FBI.
No, and I'm like in a meeting upstairs, so I wasn't trying to not answer. I was trying not to answer the door. And I'm like, oh my gosh, whoever's at the door is being like uber persistent. Give me a minute.
Sorry.
So no, that's okay.
We can leave you our office number if you'd like to call.
Yeah, let me do that. That sounds good.
Oops, sorry. I'll rip off another one.
Sure.
So she's going to ask, can you tell me what this is about?
Sorry to interrupt your meeting.
No, you're good. So can you tell me what you said it's in regards to?
And we would tell you all the information because, like I said, she's not in any trouble. But just out of respect for her, we'd like to speak with her first. And then okay. If she feels like talking to you, which I'm sure she will because it's nothing, okay. You know, then yeah.
All right. It's all complicated.
Hang up.
All right.
Sorry. So yeah, FBI Washington. That's our number. You can call. That's our.
And what's your name?
Kathleen Brown and Russian Brothers.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm gonna stop it there. For me, it's highly upsetting. Because you have the FBI coming to your door asking you these questions, which brings me to the next video. You have FBI going to American citizens that say that they've done nothing wrong to want to ask them questions. Same thing with the ATF. ATF going to American citizens' home wanting to disarm them. But you haven't done anything wrong. We're just here to confiscate everything that you have. What? Let me play this next one for you. Because this is so bizarre to me. And when I first saw this, I'm like, this can't possibly be real. This can't possibly be real. Here, hold on. Let me see if I can. Okay. Listen to this. This was kind of a long video and I cut out a lot of it, but I want y'all to listen to this because this is a ATF agent. There's two of them and the guy's talking to him. You never see the guy that they're talking to because I guess he's holding the camera and he's pointing it at them. But I want y'all to pay attention. They're there to disarm him and they're saying that you're not in trouble, but you need to give up your firearms, but you're not in trouble. Law-abiding citizen, hasn't broken any laws, not a criminal, but you need to give up your firearms because you're not in trouble. Nazi Germany, sound like to you?
Team you're on. So I won't be answering any questions. If I'm not being detained, I'm not under arrest, I'll just be leaving now. Okay. I won't be able to help you with what you're okay. trying to find.
And just to be clear, so then now you know that if you were to be in possession of these FRGs, then you would be breaking the law.
You, the ATF claims that they're making rules, but there's been no vote. There's been no congressional hearing that says you have the law. You don't make law.
You hear this? The ATF doesn't make law. But they're saying that he's breaking the law because he owns these firearms, because he owns these materials, because he owns stuff that, you know, would be able to, he can use to protect himself. So they're there to confiscate it because they don't want him to be able to protect himself. And apparently he's like an instructor or some kind of supplier to different groups throughout the country to help them, even first responders, according to what he's saying. But they're there to confiscate the stuff that he has as a legal citizen. ATF can't make up laws. Listen.
Right.
I don't.
Yeah, the ATF doesn't make law.
Again. No. Again, but it's...
I don't want... Listen, right now I seem like a huge... Like, I'm like, f*** you guys, but I really don't feel that way at all. Mm-hmm. I just can't, in good faith, when I make the gear for every high-end special operations unit in America right now, that's all I do. That's all I do is support these freedom fighters. A lot of law enforcement SWAT guys, I can't take part in an overstep past the line that says this is or is not legal. Just because you have a badge, you can still do crimes, right?
Yep.
Right.
So if the American people feel like the ATF is committing crimes right now, I can't help you. I'm sorry.
Do you know what? A lot of people don't know. The ATF shows up at a lot of people and say, well, we know you purchased something because your credit card company informed us that you purchased something. So guess what? We're here to confiscate it. No, you're not going to get redeemed or anything. We're just here to take it from you. You haven't done anything wrong. You're a citizen. You have no criminal record, but we're here to take it from you just in case. Well, how do we know someone else doesn't get your weapons and go out and do a horrible crime? We need to take them so that doesn't happen. While the criminal comes to your house to take your weapons, what happens when that happens? We need to take them so that way when a criminal comes to your home, the criminal won't be able to take the weapons because we have already taken them. Think about that. That's essentially what's happening here. Does that make sense, everybody? It's kind of crazy, right? Sounds completely crazy because it is. But that's exactly what they want. You won't be able to defend yourself. Will not be able to protect yourself. But that's exactly what they're aiming for. And then it comes to the criminal activities that we're seeing throughout the country. One particular place is D.C. And D.C. right now, they're all upset. Well, at least the left is. How dare you talk about the crime in our city? How dare you? Knowing good and well the crime there is extremely bad. They don't want to talk about the crime in D.C. because they want to talk about President Trump from 1996. Oh, he actually, we had 9 jurors said that President Trump sexually assaulted, not raped, but sexually assaulted somebody in 1996. We want to talk about that. Not talk about all the crime, not talk about all the criminals being let out back on the street to commit murders. No, we don't want to talk about that. This is my assessment. The Democrats, they elevate criminals. They do. Look what they did with George Floyd. They have a statue of him. And then what's the other guy? Nelly. They got choked out in New York. I'm just waiting for them to put a statue up of him looking like Michael Jackson. I'm just waiting for it. You know, someone's probably making it right now. Let's put up a statue of him. He's a criminal, smooth criminal. Let's put up a statue. You can't tell me that they're probably not thinking about doing it. George Floyd was a hardened criminal. And you have a lot of black people and a white liberals going like, how dare you talk about George Floyd this way? He was a criminal. When you do stupid things, you win stupid prizes. It's no secret. Well, listen to this one. You remember during the Summer of Love when you had Trans Tifa and BLM going out terrorizing people and even killing people, and the left, they say nothing about that, but they all want to focus on January the 6th. Like, oh my goodness, January the 6th. No one that went there killed anybody. Ashley Babbitt died because of a thug. Yes, I get to say it too. President Trump called him a thug. He is a thug. He's a thug. They don't have any issues there. But listen to what Marjorie Taylor Greene says. Booyah.
We're talking about white supremacy. Miss Spitalnik, you were talking about white supremacy.
It's Spitalnik.
Oh, I apologize. Spitalnik. Miss Spitalnik.
Potomac. I'm sorry. I apologize. This is a different video than the one I was talking about. I apologize. But this one's still good. This one's still good because this goes right into the play of how, you know, they're killing all of us. I thought this was that video. This is still good. I'm going to play this one because it's already here. Because... just listen.
Alnick, while you were talking about white supremacists and abortion, I totally agree with you. There's a lot of white supremacist supremacists in the abortion movement, and abortionists, because they have murdered over 20 million black babies.
20 million black babies. And you know, every last one of them hate to hear Marjorie Taylor Greene call out the true white supremacists in the country. They killed 20 million black babies. But you know, none of them have a problem with it. It's like, oh, well, it's no problem. That's women's health care. Killing black babies is good health care. They put billboards up with that crap.
In America, since Roe versus Wade in 1973, that's on average 900 black babies are aborted. They're ripped apart inside their mother's wombs. So I would agree with you that that could be labeled white supremacy, or we could just label it murder, and it should never be happening. So if you want to talk about white supremacy and the abortion movement, you should really analyze that in your human rights groups that you run as you collect donations from people with your nonprofit. Yes. Because I think that is something extremely important to talk about, is the right for those black babies to have lives.
Yes. It's the right for those black babies to have lives. But the woke left, especially these white liberals, they don't want black babies to live. They don't want black people to have populated the United States of America. They really don't. Especially because if you have black babies that's making it through the Democrat death row, and get old enough to start thinking for themselves, start reading, looking like Will Johnson, thinking like Will Johnson, we're losing control over them. We're losing control. They can't have that. That becomes a major problem. All right, let me play this next video before we get out of here. This one is really important, actually. This one shows Elon Musk. Elon Musk was asked a question about free speech. Free speech is 100% needed. And they keep telling him, saying, well, aren't you afraid of losing, you know, money by not blocking people with their speech? Because he talked about George Soros. This is amazing. I'm pretty sure every single person has seen this. Look at this. Look at this.
God, no. I don't want to at all. But I'm trying, even came up though in the annual meeting. I mean, you know, do your tweets hurt the company? Are there Tesla owners who say, I don't agree with his political position because, and I know it because he shares so much of it? Or are there advertisers on Twitter that Linda Yaccarino will come and say, you gotta stop, man, or, you know, I can't get these ads because of some of the things you tweet?
Look at this. This is good.
You know, I'm reminded of the scene in The Princess Bride. Great movie.
Great movie.
Where he confronts the person who killed his father. And he says, offer me money. Offer me power. I don't care. Hmm.
So you just don't care. You want to share what you have to say?
I'll say what I want to say, and if the consequence of that is losing money, so be it.
Okay.
Right there. If I lose money, so be it. What you didn't see in there is that the guy that was talking to Elon Musk was talking to him about George Soros. They come out of the woodworks to protect George Soros. George Soros is a demonic demon. For real, have you? Just look at him. That demonic demon that has possessed George Soros has manifested in the flesh. Look at him. Look at him. You can see it. It doesn't even, you know what? It's easily, I mean, you just look at him, you'll see it. But the Democrats, they defend him. They defend George Soros for all of the terrible things that he's done. And they're going to continue defending him. As long as they can, they're never going to let up defending him. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much. We have 320 people watching here on Rumble right now. Let me see. How do I go? Please, can y'all do me a favor? Let me see how many Rumbles do we have on here. It says 76. We're 24 away from 100 thumbs up. Please hit it. Oh, we must have a troll on here. Someone did the thumbs down, so must be a troll on here. I feed the trolls the truth. Feed them the truth. They start doing like the Exorcist, though. You feed them the truth, and their head starts spinning, and then they start getting real nasty. Feed the trolls the truth. You're lucky you're on Rumble, because if you're on Facebook, you're getting bounced. Okay. Oh, you can get bounced on Rumble? Okay. Well, they probably just hit the thumbs up and don't say anything so they can continue watching. But anyways, hey, everybody, thank you so much. Please hit the thumbs up. Also, hit that. There's a share button there, too. Please hit that share button. I think it's right down below here. Right down below here. If you're looking on the main screen, right down there. Hit the share button. Put it on Gab. Put it on True Social. Put it on Twitter. Put it on Facebook. Please share this Rumble video. And if you haven't, subscribe to my channel here and hit the thumbs up. Let me tell you about this sponsor that we have, Mammoth Nation. Mammoth Nation, please check it out. Please check it out. I mean, people actually been checking this out. It's really awesome. And you know what? This is something that benefits you, benefit the American people, and it helps Will Johnson too. It really does. Every little bit helps. Mammoth Nation is a fast-growing conservative marketplace. What better way to stop supporting woke companies than to start supporting businesses that support America and its people? Mammoth Nation is a membership-based online shopping platform that features American-owned and operated businesses while openly supporting America First candidates and causes. Just to name a few of the items that you can take advantage of on the website: hotels, training gear, beef, wine, women's fashion, men's apparel, dog treats, gun accessories, I'm telling y'all, I need to get ready, and so much more. Visit MammothNation.com and use promo code WILL to get a 30% discount on your membership today, or just click the link in the description below. Click the link in the description below. It's really that simple. All right, everybody, thank you so much for being with us. Stay safe, stay strong, stay away from woke liberals that's doing everything wrong. We just talked about it. When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1. stressed out, can't sleep, body aches, low energy, constipation, Amare products can help. This company combines ancient natural wisdom with modern day scientific innovations to develop all natural mental wellness products that support vigor, happiness, stress resilience, mental performance, and whole body wellness. For years, studies have shown all illness begins in the gut, including heart issues, diabetes, stress, insomnia, ADHD, and hormonal imbalance. Amare is 100% organic and made in the USA. Among other kits, they have Energy Pack, Foundation Kit, the Mental Wellness Kit. Go to uniteamericafirst.com/wellness. Once again, uniteamericafirst.com/wellness. Start feeling better with Amare.